Welcome to The Skim, presented by Stellar. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, no holes are barred.
The Skim is your catch-up on what's going on, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again.
I'm Jade Carpenter.
And I'm Adele Miner. Before we get started, thanks to our fabulous sponsors, Hey You. This week on Hey You, Below Deck is back. The show cruises through the Caribbean for 10 seasons, led by stud of the sea, Captain Lee.
If you need your dose of vitamin C, you can head over to heyyou.com to stream new episodes every Tuesday, same day as the USA, so there's no FOMO here. So we are back. And it's been a really busy week.
It has been a busy week. Last week we had our annual Power of Women POW Awards, and I think it went down well, Jade.
Yeah, it was a great success. Everyone is in such good mood there, and it was just good vibes, I think.
Like, it's a lovely event. It's a room full of, you know, like, powerful, empowering women, and they all own amazing brands and companies and stuff, so it's just good vibes all around. It was also a very exciting day for me because I later on that night went to Rod Stewart's concert in the Three Arena. Have been so excited for that such a long time. Like, I've had the tickets for like well over a year now, and it's been a thing on the bucket list. I'm a big Rod Stewart fan, so I've really wanted to see him live in action, and he still got it.
Was it the best night of your life?
Up there.
Right. So Rod Stewart's concert or Harry Styles' concert? Which was better?
Oh God, it's a hard one. I'm going to say Harry, but Rod was still very, very good. It was like hits only. I do really love Rod. So absolute icon. Five outfit changes.
Wow.
Tunes all night long. So
Do you want to know a Rod Stewart fact that I heard this morning?
I would love. Any Rod Stewart fact, hit me with it.
Well, according to Vogue Williams on her pod, she said that he loves Dubarry wellies.
The Dubarrys.
Yeah, but like Wellington.
Dubarrys and the Dubarrys.
I don't know.
I think it's Dubarrys.
Oh, God. Are we them? But yeah, the Wellies.
I mean, he's a Scottish man, so.
Do you think Wellies are in for winter, according to Rod?
Anything that Rod wears, I think, is gonna be in. So he's the style icon. Actually, Harry or Rod in the style stakes, I say Rod.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, very controversial. So anyway,
there's a lot of Rod adjacent in this pod. Wait till you hear.
There is, yeah. So Rod obviously has a lot of children who are doing a lot of things, which leads us on to the topic of this week.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting about the hookups and breakups of 2022, because obviously we're nearing the end of the year, which is wild.
Yeah.
But we want to have a look back at like couples that got together, Hollywood couples, celebrity couples, couples that broke up that we were like, oh my God, we can't believe it.
Or, that was in the news a lot. Yeah. And there has been many of them, both in equal measure.
Yeah. Even this week.
This week alone. Yeah. This week alone. So the biggest news story for us on Stellar.ie this week has been Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
It's all
over. Parting ways. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Even just today, this morning, I saw that a source has said that she's disappointed that they broke up. It's news. How is that news? Because obviously she's disappointed that they broke up, but like people are hungry for any information on this.
And I always think like when celebrity couples break up or whatever and it's in the news, like me, an empath, I feel so bad for them because I'm like, of course they're obviously sad. Like, and I'm like looking at Harry doing all these shows. Like, how do you just continue on? I don't know.
But I suppose he's been doing it from such a young age, like 16, you know, he's been in the limelight. Yeah. So this is not his first breakup that he's been through and then had to go on the road and continue on. But isn't his touring schedule is like part of the reason why they broke up?
Yeah. So supposedly, I mean, I know he's heading like out of the States soon or something.
He is. He's just then, so, yeah, she was at his last show in LA with her kids.
With her kids. And supposedly it's like, she can't really bring her kids on tour with him all around the world.
Obviously
and
not, yeah.
It just probably isn't.
Yeah,
you know,
so he's in South America now.
Okay.
And then he'll begin the European leg of his tour. I don't know. He is coming to Europe anyway next summer.
Yeah, I know. I'm going.
And we're going. Yeah. We know that he's coming. He's coming to Ireland.
But yeah, so it's kind of, I mean, I liked them together. What did you feel?
I didn't dislike them together. I thought they were a nice couple, I guess.
They seemed happy. Like, it was two years.
So apparently the source who like kind of broke the news that they'd broken up said that it's a break. They're not calling it a breakup. They're calling it a break. And they said that Olivia is the person that Harry has been with the longest. She's the longest relationship he's ever had.
Okay.
And it, like 2 years is your longest relationship is not great, but like different for celebrities. I get it.
So yeah, I wonder, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, like, break is very ambiguous. What does that mean? Like, can you get with other people on a break?
Probably. I would say.
According to friends, it's unclear.
It's very, yeah, exactly.
They were on a break, we'll see.
But I do think it is more of like a breakup. Yeah. I could actually see them get back together though.
I could too, but it's just kind of like sad for now because it's like if they do, then it's like they're obviously really upset now, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'm sure they'd be grand though.
Some other people have theories of
who he's going to end up
in
with
store
next,
for Harry next. And
it's gas, isn't it? As soon as a celebrity breaks up.
Yeah.
The whole world is like, and who are they going to go on and move on to next?
Yeah, but people are thinking it's going to be an ex-girlfriend of his because you may have seen that Kendall Jenner and her boyfriend Devin Booker have also broken up. And people, I am firmly on Kendall TikTok right now. Like, doesn't mean that I am. Like, I actually forgot they properly went out. I'm seeing pictures.
Were they officially boyfriend and girlfriend, though? Or was it? I've seen the yacht pictures. Like, they definitely hooked up.
But I've seen, like, way more pictures now. Yeah, it was a relationship.
That's emerging. Okay, it was a full-on relationship.
Like, I think I was just not invested back then. Like, I don't know. But, like, now I'm seeing all the pictures from that time. And I'm like, wait. I mean, they were kind of cute. But, like, there were so many pictures.
Yeah.
And Kris Jenner has since said, like,
she did confirm, I remember that.
Because she said, like, one of her daughters dated someone in a boy band, and Ellen was like, oh, it was Harry and Kendall. She was like, yeah. And, like, there's pictures of Harry and Kendall and Ellen and Portia, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
So she knew. Like, I think it was, like, Ellen's boat or something. They're all chilling.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. But if anyone's, like, curious, look up pictures of them when they're going out. Because, like, I mean, they were kind of cute, but people on my TikTok are being
someone
like,
actually said, sorry, there's one tweet that I saw that I can't get out of my head now. Someone was like, can we please stop the Hendel, which is their like ship name, the Hendel campaign. They looked like sisters when they were together and I can't unsee it because Harry had the long hair at the time. Yeah. So
Carrie Kardashian.
How many Kardashian sisters are there? Six?
There's five sisters.
Okay, so
and
he's
then
the
Rob.
Sixth. Yeah. Okay, so Harry's the sixth sister. Yeah. Kendall Kardashian.
They do look similar. But like sometimes people say you're meant to fall in love with someone that you
look like. Yeah.
So watch
in that
this
case,
space.
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, Kendall was at the concert in
she
LA
was,
with Hailey Bieber.
Got people talking. Yeah.
Yeah, with Hailey Bieber and Kylie. And then there's loads of videos. Are they on your TikTok of like Harry blowing them a kiss?
Yeah, but I did see that. It's like,
very
how do you
vague.
Know? How
he's
do you
blowing
know
a kiss
blown that
to the whole audience.
Yeah. I have seen a good, I can't take credit for this, but I'm like valid. I've seen a good prediction of who Harry might end up with next. And it's Camille Marone, who broke up with Leo, a big breakup of this year.
Yes.
So I saw this on TikTok and it's predicted that he might move on to her next. She's up and coming. She's going to be in Daisy Jones and the Sixth, the series. She is playing Billy's girlfriend.
Okay.
His name is also Camille. I was just thinking there. So she, I feel like, is going to be big in the next
after
year.
That, definitely.
So like maybe Harry will move on with her. But
maybe.
I put together a list of all of Harry's exes for kiss.ie a while ago.
Yeah. Not in your spare time.
And not in my spare time. No, it was my job, but like I would do that as a hobby. You know? And the list, it's probably not got absolutely everyone that he's dated, but the people that we know of anyway. And the vast majority of the women on those lists are like blonde. Or that, like, you know, that dark blonde kind of hair color. And they're usually, like, a little bit older than him as well, even if it's only, like, 1 or 2 years. So Kendall Jenner was, like, the most diverse-looking person on that roundup, which is not great.
And
the closest in age. Is she a little bit younger? I think she's a year younger than him or something.
Yeah, maybe.
2 years, maybe. So I don't know if Harry would get with Camila because she's 2 years younger than him. Or 3 years. She's 25 and he's 28.
Yeah.
And she is not blonde.
I know. It'll be, I mean, that was just like someone's prediction.
And it's a good one, but who knows?
Yeah, who really?
I actually do think he could hold out for Olivia for next year. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll be linked to people in between.
Oh, for sure. He's actually buying a Ferrari at the minute with air money that we gave him for our tickets.
His breakup Ferrari. I saw someone also say online that he followed Emrata.
Yes.
So who's also, well, actually, is she single?
Is she single? Question mark.
Moving
question
on
mark.
To, it brings moving us to our on. Next topic.
Very good segue.
Emrata may not be single because she's been spotted with Pete Davidson lately and they're looking very cozy.
Yeah, so this is the second big story of the last two weeks for us. And it is the big hookup of the season. Looking very cozy, but I actually don't really believe it. So I don't know if you saw the video. So there was paparazzi pictures and then there was also a video from the paparazzi pictures. So
no,
that
I
came
didn't
up.
See the video.
Okay. So when you see the video, you might change your opinion. It came up on my TikTok and it was just so fake. It was so prepared.
Yeah.
He gave face, they hugged and then they ran away and it was like, come on.
I have to say, I didn't see the video, but I did read about the video on Demois and someone like said that really weird video. I haven't seen it. I don't know. But they were like, Demois, whoever they are, was like, I have it on very good authority that it was not staged, supposedly. Okay. I think that was what
they
said.
That was what her inside source said.
That's what on their good authority.
This is what I think with them, though. I feel like it started off as a slight PR move because it makes sense for Emrata, very famous woman already, very established, but she does have her new podcast out. So, like, get a bit of leverage on that.
Which is really good.
Which is really good. Yeah, you love that podcast. So she was kind of like, Pete Davidson is single. I'm hot. He's, you know, hot and funny as well. So I do feel like they actually... It might start off as like a showman's and then they're like, oh shit, we do really like each other.
Do you know, I'd say what it is, because I think there's like a video out there I saw recently where she's talking about Pete Davidson. I think it's old and she's just being like, why is everyone so surprised like when he's with like these gorgeous women? Because like he has a good relationship with his mom. He's really sweet. Like, so she always probably found him attractive. And I just think...
And she does have that kind of thing with like... Not that Pete Davidson is ugly, but like, you know, that like ugly hot kind of thing. So like her ex, Sebastian, people are like, what were you doing with him?
But I mean, I think anyone that she's with is like, she's just so stunning. So
they're not going to look good next to her 100%. But she obviously has that thing for like
a type of like
a type, which I also have.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously Pete Davidson has like a track record of gorgeous women that he's dated as well, like stunning.
Yeah, all the diamonds of the season.
All of the diamonds of the season, especially this particular diamond, Phoebe Denever. Is that how you say her name?
I'm not too sure.
She is his ex and she's currently linked to Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, which people are wild about and
didn't see coming, but I love it. I'm like,
Is he American or English?
He's English.
She's English too, obviously.
Oh, they're both English.
They're both English, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, but they're also both, like, probably living over there. I don't know.
But
they're big right
now.
Like, you know, especially he had Tick, Tick, Boom, like, last year and stuff. So, yeah, I like them together.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on Andrew, but he seems nice. Yeah, I don't know enough about him, really. I haven't watched really any movies that he was in.
Yeah.
But,
He kind of had a moment last year with like, there was like a whole Spider-Man thing.
He did,
and
yeah.
Everyone was like, wait, because originally...
him literally being Spider-Man. I'm like, I don't know what he's in.
No, I know.
I'm
but
not
like,
a cinema
see,
person
he
at
was
all.
Like the... He was Spider-Man. So it was like Tobey Maguire and then it was
and
him.
He moved on.
And then it was Tom Holland. And everyone kind of had, well, not, you know, there was kind of this opinion that he wasn't the best Spider-Man and people had loyalties with Tobey and people loved Tom Holland. So there was kind of a thing where he wasn't like the most popular. But last year it like became a thing where everyone was like, no, wait, you're so special.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to hype him up. So he's having a moment. And
he certainly is because now he has Phoebe.
Phoebe,
who
yeah.
was stunning and one of Pete Davidson's. Many exes. So like it's all very incestuous in Hollywood and
it really
entertainment.
Is.
It's very incestuous. Speaking of incestuous, segue. One of my favorite hookups or debuts from this year was Austin Butler and Kaya Gerber.
Oh.
And it's incestuous because she was with Jacob Elordi prior to Austin. So they actually got together they were first spotted by a source last like November, I think it was, and she had just broken up with Jacob a month before that. So I don't know if there was a crossover in Austin and Jacob. I don't know.
Moving quick.
But that's Mills okay. Quick. I mean, she's stunning. Whatever, a stunning girl. And yeah. You know, she might as well. So yeah, she's with Austin Butler and they made their red carpet debut this year. It wasn't at the Met Gala, but the Met Gala was one of their bigger moments on the red carpet together. And they have a lot of PDA as well.
Wait, they haven't really been spotted a lot recently.
Not a whole lot. Yeah, so you saw in Dumois that they're maybe not together anymore. I haven't, there's no news stories about that
there's
yet.
There's no like reports on whether they are or aren't. I think there was just like, again, a question on Dumois saying that like they might not be together.
Yeah.
They've not been spotted in a while. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they're a little bit low key anyway.
Yeah, they're kind of a cool couple though.
They're a very cool couple. So Bronwyn O'Neill, who is the digital editor of VIPmagazine.ie, in our office, she's our friend and we have like chats and stuff at lunchtime. She has this brilliant theory about Kaia Gerber.
Okay.
I don't know if she would want me to share this, but I just think it's too good not to share. So she thinks that Kaia Gerber has this like Elvis fetish.
Oh,
so
gosh. Allegedly.
So she had this, herself, Kaia and Jacob dressed up as Priscilla and Elvis like last year. And then obviously Austin is now literally Elvis. Yeah. He has Elvis's soul living in his body.
But now Jacob is also
Elvis.
So
Elvis.
Is it like going to hop back?
Is she going to go back to Jacob? But I mean, I feel like in the Elvis off, you can't be Austin.
Well,
the ultimate Elvis. We haven't seen Jacob yet, to be fair, but I've seen the pictures and he's not winning in the picture stake.
I saw a video of an interviewer asking Austin, has he spoken to Jacob or given him any advice? And he's like, no, I haven't spoken to him. Best luck or something like that.
No.
And it's like,
I feel like there was something sus going on there, but who knows?
The Elvis guys should stick together.
They should. It's but fine. Obviously Austin, like, so this is like an ongoing thing that he can't like drop the accent. He can't drop the Elvis voice.
Yeah.
But maybe he can't drop the voice because Kaia will leave him the second he drops.
You and your conspiracy theory.
I know, very
here.
Conspiracy over here. So another couple.
Speaking of another couple with a famous daughter in it, a possible little Nepo baby. Scott Disick has been dating Kimberly
Stewart. Rod Stewart's daughter.
Yeah, Stewart's daughter. This is where Rod comes back into it today on the podcast. But yeah, they have been spotted together for like a while now.
Yeah. Weren't they linked together like years ago?
Yeah. So they actually first were kind of seen together in 2006, which is the same year that Scott met Courtney.
Okay. Yeah.
So they go way back. And then in 2015, when Scott and Courtney broke up, they were rumored to have hooked up. Like there's pictures of them together, like all throughout the years. Even I think possibly like when he was with Courtney, there was like, you know, I'm sure they ran in like similar circles.
Yeah.
There was pictures and stuff of them together. So they've known each other a long time.
Yeah. I feel like she's good for him though.
Yeah. Like I don't know much about her, but like
I know. Yeah. She's kind of a socialite party girl, you know.
She's closer in age to him.
They're closer in age. That's the main reason. Yeah. And I feel like she could ground him maybe a little bit.
Like maybe he needs a bit of like stability.
He was not going down a good road with the 10 years younger than him girlfriends.
He did have very young girlfriends. And like, And with obviously with Courtney and Travis married now, you know, that was probably a big adjustment to him. I think he was actually spotted with Kimberly when they were getting married.
Yeah, no, he needs someone with a frontal lobe in their brain. Like, he needs someone over the age of 25.
Yeah, but I also, when I was like looking at their history and stuff, I read an article that supposedly Kimberly and her brother don't get along, but her brother's really good friends with Scott. And supposedly there's like a bit of drama.
There always is though with that family. There's always some sort of crossover with things.
There is, but as far as I can see,
they look good together.
They look good together.
You look great.
They're similar
age. Keep it going.
So happy for you, Scott.
Happy for them. Yeah, he was going down the Leo kind of route there for a while with the very younger girlfriends. And I am so embarrassed to admit this, but I also don't care. I am such a Leo girly. Like, I know that man is problematic. I've heard the blind items about him, but I saw him when I was like, 5 years old on Titanic, and he changed the chemicals in my brain. He's etched in my brain forever.
That was your moment.
So that was my moment. So I will always support everything that Leo does, even if it's killing the planet with his yachts.
Is he like your, have you seen the TikToks where it's like the first person who like made you like your heart skip a beat or whatever?
Kind of, yeah, kind of. Him, yeah. Probably him. I'm Bradley from S Club 7. But I kind of love what Leo is doing with his relationships and his like relationship hopping, and like it's not a good look for him breaking up with girls as soon as they turn like 25 allegedly, or they leave him or whatever. But he's now moved on to Gigi.
Yeah,
he's 2 years older than 25.
It's so not 25, and she has a daughter,
and she has a daughter, and she seems to have her head screwed on very much. Yeah. I like Gigi. So yeah, he was definitely a part of a big breakup this year, and now a big hookup,
a high profile,
very
hookup,
big. Yeah,
like,
and they were just spotted at dinner together this week, so it's still.
Yeah, because I was going to say there was like rumors she wasn't at his birthday dinner. So then people were, or party or whatever it was, mm-hmm. that people weren't sure. But they've been spotted since, supposedly. So,
yeah, just this week. So
keeping them going.
Mm-hmm.
Another like iconic. Yeah, it was definitely iconic hookup of this year and breakup. It all happened this yeah. year. Julia Fox and Kanye West.
Yes.
Are yay.
That happened very quickly. But
that was quick, but it was
boy,
iconic.
Was it a rush.
It was a moment. And it was important, not important, but like it was kind of a big moment because it was Kanye's kind of, I think,
was
first
she the first
major,
one after Kim? Yeah.
First major, yeah, like okay. publicized one after Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they've had like kind of a messy divorce and stuff. But Julia has come out to say now that she got with Kanye to distract him from Kim.
I saw that.
Which is really interesting because at the time it was very much Julia and Kanye were everywhere.
Yeah.
Like
he
the
was
matching denim.
Birkins
he was
for
passing yeah
her friends,
for her birthday,
yeah.
passing out bags. Like it was very
she played that game so well.
Yeah,
and
it kind of was like
I'm
pantomime
for her.
Something.
It was a pantomime.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It really
and like
was.
She has She was famous before, but like she wouldn't have been like a household
yeah,
name
I didn't
so much
know
before.
Her before.
I didn't know who she was before. She was in Uncut Gems, but I didn't know that.
she was a muse.
But she was a muse, sorry. And but now like everyone knows who she is. And she could write a memoir and I would read it. She could produce a podcast and I would listen to it. Like, you know, I'm
yeah,
obsessed
she
for her.
She was a
so.
Guest on Emrata's podcast recently and it's really good. And in that she was saying that like, he taught her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when she was talking about getting with him to distract from Kim, she was like, you know, if he likes me, then maybe he'll like get off her back.
Yeah.
And
but then she was starting to like stall herself like Kim. So it was a bit.
Yeah, well, I think she was like.
Confusing.
I guess she was his muse then.
She was his muse.
He
now,
was dressing
yeah.
her.
She has to be someone's muse.
She's a muse. But yeah.
She's my muse, to be honest, as well. So. She
yeah,
is her own
she said
too.
She thought she could help him. And
aww.
Then she was like, she realized that he didn't
very
want her
quickly
help.
Realized. Yeah.
And she said as soon as like the tweet started, she was out of there. But I just thought that was like a really interesting take on the relationship because at the time it was like, okay, these two are everywhere. People were kind of talking about her being like, you know, he has a family and
yeah,
they're
what
just
is she
like
doing?
Everywhere.
Yeah, she has a child as well.
She benefited from it. She said that he taught her like, stuff about like paparazzi and like who to work with and stuff like that, which is really interesting. So mm-hmm.
And she's a big one for calling paparazzi. She
yeah.
has like a relationship with her paparazzi.
Yes.
And
she said that she has one guy and like he knows her angles. And
yeah.
she's like, I'm going to be photographed anyway, so why wouldn't I
obsessed
look good?
With that. I'm
so,
obsessed
yeah,
with that.
I want
like,
to know all
the
ins and outs of Hollywood. Like everyone talk about it because it's so interesting.
But,
yeah. but
yeah.
And then another hookup that came about this year that I think everyone was talking about was Chrishell from Selling Sunset and
yeah.
G Flip,
mm-hmm.
who are so cute together.
Mm-hmm.
And they first
yeah,
met.
Yeah, quite an unexpected couple. I
unexpected,
think,
because I think. As
she
well,
moved on quite quick, Chrishell did, from Jason.
Yes, I think
but,
so.
But like, they weren't together
it seems
that
so.
Long.
But like, people were. I don't know, I kind of thought Chrishell and Jason might go the whole way. And like, maybe if the kid situation was different, like it would have. And
yeah,
I don't know, did
it,
you
I think
watch
it would.
The
I
reunion?
Did watch, oh, not the reunion,
oh,
no.
It was really hard to watch. Like, Chrishell was already with G Flip at this time,
okay.
I think. But like they were like reliving it and Jason started crying and it was like
oh, wow.
really hard to watch. You could tell there was
yeah,
like a
I,
lot
I did
of emotions
the
there. But anyway, once they broke up, Chrishell and G Flip went Instagram official this year.
Mm-hmm.
They met last year, but I don't think it was anything like when they first met.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they went Instagram official and like have just been seeming really cute. And they were, I think it was a
dressed
My...
Dressed up as each other for
dressed
Halloween.
Dressed up as each other. I think
yeah.
it was like a My Chemical Romance concert they were at the mm-hmm. other day. And it was just like really cute because Chrishell was saying she loves that. I think it was My Chemical Romance. She loves that band. And then G Flip was just recording Chrishell and they were just like so happy to see Chrishell so happy.
We love a healthy relationship. Yeah. Which doesn't happen that much in Hollywood. But look,
they are
very cute together. I honestly think we could go on and on and on about every breakup and hookup that has happened this year. And look, we have another month and a bit to go before we see the end of the year.
Yeah, something major could happen in the meantime.
There's going to be more in the meantime.
Yeah, and that's about all we have time for this week.
The Skim is brought to you by Heyu, the streaming service for everyone from the occasional binger to the self-confessed reality addict.
With more shock and surprises than ever before, Below Deck makes waves as the show returns for season 10 this week. This season, Below Deck cruises through the Caribbean, led by the stud of the sea, Captain Lee.
Set on the luscious island of St. Lucia with crystal clear waters and dramatically tapered mountains, the Pidans are sure to excite even the most discerning guests. Aboard the largest motor yacht in Below Deck history, the crew are impressed by the luxurious, massive 197-foot vessel St. David, but quickly learn that with a bigger boat comes bigger problems.
Get watching for free now over at heyu.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.